Tango, Tango, Tango. This is the Bergen Amateur Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Hooray! Nothing heard, that's good. Welcome everybody, this is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. That is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 MHz, the 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, and all stations are welcome to participate in this net tonight. The PL is 151.4, and of course, the offset is minus 600. The purpose of the net is to have a conversation. A conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, and of course, the opportunity to operate how we use our wonderful hobby, you know, for the good of others and for our enjoyment. It's also an opportunity to do a for sale swap or wanted item. You're welcome to do that as well. So I hope you'll participate tonight and won't just sandbag, because we really need check-ins, people who are letting us know they're there so we can kind of focus in on what might be your interests. So, with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Whiskey, please call with your call sign, your name, indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted items, some combination of those things, or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India, Sierra Echo, Bob, and short comment.
Gotcha, Bob, with a short comment. Very good. Any other whiskeys? WX2UA,
no comment.
Joe, good evening. No comment. Gotcha. I have a happy comment for you, which I'll pass along in a minute after Bob's. Any other whiskeys? Okay, moving on. How about Novembers? Nothing heard. How about Kilos? Okay, nothing heard there either. How about Alphas?
T2BAR, this is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee. Good evening.
Good evening, Ali. Welcome aboard. What are your intentions, sir?
No concerns. Actually, for the net, just listen tonight.
Alrighty. Very, very good. And also on Echolink, do we have any stations via Echolink? Please call K2BAR. Yeah, I was hoping KI6MOI would join us, I just got the phone with him at the top of the hour. Alrighty. First things first, WA2ISC, over to you, K2BAR.
Oh, K2BAR, WA2ISC. Oh, that power supply you gave me, I think it was Tuesday night. Yeah, it worked, but I decided that it was way too much bulk for what it produced, so I ended up scrapping it. Anyway, that's about it.
Did you at least take the power pole pigtail off?
Yes, I did.
Well, good. That way at least you got something useful out of it. Probably the AC cord. Alrighty. But you got it to work?
Yeah, it worked. Though, like, for a paltry 6 amps in the same shape of something else I have that produces about 17 amps, I decided, I figured I got enough stuff as it is. So basically, I just took it apart, pulled some of the capacitors and other parts out of it with a soldering iron and so on.
Hey, maybe you got some cores out of it and some other things. Good. Okay, Bob, very good. I'm glad you were the beneficiary of it at some level. So more power to you. Ollie, I did get my, that extra Windows laptop that was giving us grief. Actually, Bob, you were there too. I gave it a full charge, and guess what, it now boots up fine, what do you call it? I am now running it off of a more competent power supply. In this case, my big battery bank in the van. But it's running right now. It's just doing a burn-in test. I'll take it inside with me. But I was able to reflash the radio as well. Everything was fine there. So all is happy, happy. There was definitely some confusion in that radio, but I managed to get a couple of hardware resets in by holding buttons down, and then when I started using the computer interface, it basically said, you know, feed me anew, as it were. So the FTM-400 in my truck is working. I just don't have an antenna on it right now. So that'll be the next thing. Okay, so that's squared away. And then, Joe, just for your benefit, and Ali, I guess to some degree, I do have the roof rack kit, and I just have to get an 8-foot ladder up next to the van and proceed to install it all. Need to find a time when it's not raining, obviously. It's part of the joy of this exercise, so we're going to work on that a little bit and go from there. I do have one small correction to that email I sent you, Ali. On Saturday, I will not be out in Rockaway. I will be in two different locations in Rockland. But tomorrow night, I will be in Rockaway, per my note. So we'll see. What my plan is, if not tomorrow night, Saturday, to work on the roof rack. While Nancy's doing her thing, she's got two lead events, one like at noon or something, and one in the early afternoon and one in the late afternoon through the evening, so it'll be just fine. So we'll get that done. Hopefully get it up on the roof. The only question is, I believe it's white, so I'm going to have to decide whether or not I want to install it and then have to tear it down and paint it, or should I paint it first, and what if I don't like it, blah, blah, blah. So I think it's going up as is, and we'll decide whether we're going to tear it down and paint it later. In any case, I will have my Flex with me tomorrow evening. Out in Rockaway, and along with the laptop, which is definitely working fine now. So if that's convenient, we can meet. If it's not, then just guide me over the phone and we'll figure it out. So, but there's no way I get back east and then back and forth and get any useful work done. So we're going to be out there about 5 o'clock. Nance will be deployed. I'll be in the van before 6. And pretty much sometime around 9, she'll trot over to the van and we'll leave. So I've got about 3 hours to work on the Flex and software configuration for field day. Which, by the way, Joe, if you're interested, and Bob, Ali, and I will be operating with Dave Henninger with Commander Scott, KD2ION, the Sheriff's Department for field day. So that should be fun too, at least on Saturday. We're going to get into Sunday, but we'll certainly, worst case, is tear down early Sunday morning. But I think we'll be good otherwise. And we'll be signing Kilo 2 Papa. Ali, why don't you have a few words about that?
Alright, thanks, Gordon. Let me start with the field day first and then go back to what you were saying. Field day is June 22nd and 23rd, it's pretty much the biggest event that the AWRL put together for all hams to actually get stations installed, set up, usually in a portable way, to actually first get on the air, second to demonstrate to the public the abilities and the skills that amateur radio can put together in case of emergency, as well as for the amateur radios operators themselves to actually kind of exercise putting up an emergency station in a fun way by kind of contesting, but it's not really a contest. So after you put the station, you try to make as much contact that you can make. Usually it's a fun event and also educational. So we would like to invite all of you. Let me draw first. We would like to invite you to actually join us, and as Gordon said, him, myself, Dave, NTUXK, and Commander Rob, KZ2ION, will be setting up a station at the Nature Center on top of Rifle Camp Park in Guide Mountain, in Woodland Park. We're probably going to put two HF stations, one VHF, probably a GOTA station, if we can get the operator for the GOTA station. And we will see what we can do for that station and how many contacts we can make. It should be fun. We're going to operate on single sideband 58. If anybody interested in CW, we can probably do that as well. And maybe BSK-31 or Reuty, based on the conditions and how it goes. So feel free to join us. And as Gordon said, we'll be operating with a special event station call sign, Kilo 2 Papa or Kilo Besaik. So that's the plan. And Gordon, I have a couple of comments about the setting up of the radio and the login software and so. So let me draw first. Actually, before I go, is there any questions or comments about the field day?
I do have one.
Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, I know Carl was looking to circulate some sort of glossy that was available by the Microsoft Publisher, and I want to actually put together some contact stuff for some of the local clubs in Passaic and Bergen counties. So obviously the Wayne Club and the Red Cross and Barra and Fairlawn, at least. So we want to encourage, you want to have some information on how to point people to those. So we're going to put that into some sort of written form and get to that. And that way we have it available for anyone who comes by. I'm going to try to get some of the DIY and the 22 things you can do with amateur radio, slick flyers from the league. I'm going to see if I have some. More importantly, if I can figure out where I put them. If I do have any more left, those tend to go first. And if not, I have to get off my dupa and get some, like, ordered on Monday. So we'll see. Anything else, Ali?
That's pretty much it, Gordon, for the field day. As far as I know, the Wayne Club is holding their own field day operation at the San Joe hostel here in Wayne. So I'm not sure how that can go with them, but they're already operating, and I believe they're going to be Class 4 Alpha, just like last year.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about general, interest in joining the club or getting more information about amateur radio and being supported by a club. So we want to have a single flyer that has a bunch of local radio club groups, and when they meet, who to contact, any web resources that might exist, etc.
Oh, roger. Yeah, okay. I got you now. Yeah, that would be a great idea, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, that, the ARRL, QRZ, and probably, what's that lovely ham cram, ham com-cram.com website, you know, those kinds of things all on one sheet so that people can learn more about the hobby and also, you know, find some local resources as well as some national ones that are useful.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. All right, regarding the setting up of the radios, I'm not 100% sure I'm going to be available tomorrow or not. Probably what we can do in the meanwhile is actually make sure that you can connect N1MM to your Flex radio and run all the modes that you want to operate on, like maybe FL-Digi for PSK31, WSGTX for FT8. Make sure they can both connect to N1MM for the logging, simulate a contact maybe, see if that goes. Then what we can do after that, if we can get together for a dry run, is we can probably use our mesh tunnel to connect the two N1MM instances, my laptop and yours, and actually see if they can actually sync the logs. How about that?
That's a really good idea. Okay. Yeah, I could certainly do that without too much trouble. Alrighty. Yeah, that'd be very, very good. Use a mesh tunnel. That way, if you have a stable, you know, mesh address, you can always, if you bring the two nodes together, yours and mine, they'll see each other over RF, and we'll need the tunnel part, and that's fine too. Yeah, that's a great idea. So your station will have a mesh node, my station will have a mesh node, and we'll just sync them up that way. That's a great idea. Alrighty, yeah, I can definitely do that. That'll just be fine. I did download the latest, I downloaded and installed actually, the latest Flex software. I have not done the latest WSJTX, N1MM, etc., but I'll be working on that over the weekend, I'm sure, as well, and the like. But anyway, it is not ridiculously raining and stuff tomorrow night. One of the tasks I may take on is working on the roof rack. If not, Saturday I will work on the roof rack. I'll get more daylight. And my guess is the roof rack is going to be Saturday. To be determined. Anybody else have any comments?
One more comment about N1MM.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The only difference while running that over mesh net is usually if both instances or even more than two are in the same network, they auto discover each other. They usually broadcast to the network address itself, and they all the instances just find each other. Over the mesh, if we're going to be connecting through a tunnel with each client using their own network, we probably will have to designate one as a server or a master, and the rest of the connections or the rest of the N1MM instances actually be clients for that server. We can do that during field day, but I'd rather actually have them without a server. In case that station goes off for whatever reason, we can always just run on solo machine until the others come back on and resynchronize. Just a thought, but either or, that's fine. I think during the field day we can connect both laptops to just one switch or one router board and have the connection from there, I think.
Yeah, if we're far enough, if we're close enough. I would probably recommend using a Wi-Fi connection for that. But yeah, we can certainly set up an access point and do it that way. That'll be just fine. That will be just fine. Anybody have any thoughts? message for field A.
WX2UA. No plans for field day yet. I know I'll be out of town on Sunday. I might be able to sneak by rifle camp to help you guys set up on Saturday morning, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And Bob, are you going with Barra or Farrell on it? I forget which one you go with. Okay, I guess there's no Bob. Alrighty. I think I've seen him at both, but... Certainly Barrow, but anyway. Alrighty. That sounds pretty cool. Yeah, we'll be up at RCP on Saturday morning, a week from Saturday. That'll be pretty cool. Our setup for... I was hoping to get the rack installed, so if nothing else, I can get some stuff bolted to the roof rack. And maybe set up some sort of a rear-mounted outrigger so I could have something vertical in the way of an antenna support held up by the van that would be outboard of the doors. So you still open the doors, still have a standing antenna support of some sort to the rear of that on the ground, but we'll see. Got to get that roof rack installed. That's the key game here. Alrighty. Anything else for anybody from anybody?
WX2UA again. I might have some time on this Saturday if you need something with the roof rack.
Okay. I will reach out to you around midday and let you know where I'm going to be and when. And if it's convenient, we can work on it. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to be wherever Nancy is. But it's going to be for like 3 hour or more chunks of time, so that's a good thing.
Okay, let me know.
Okay. Will do. Thanks, Joe. Anything else from you, Ollie?
No, Gordon, actually, that's probably it. Maybe Saturday morning, if I have the time, I may go for a portable operation at Grand Mountain, like I did couple weeks ago, but I'm not sure about that yet as well, so we'll see. Anyway, AL0Y, back to net.
Yeah, well, you're getting into that wonderful time where you're, shall we say, roughly around 30 days or so from baby time, so you got to stay close to home, dude.
That's pretty much the plan, yes, but like when I have the time, I'm trying to work on my work with all the states, and I'm almost halfway there. So kind of, if I can, I will. That's all. How's it going?
That's awesome. Okay. Well, we'll see you all later if there's something else. Anybody else have anything?
NJ2BS. Repeat.
All right, guys, so I'm going to say 73 then. Have a fine evening. Yeah. Barra will have its field day walkthrough next Tuesday on kit night, so there will be no kit night. It will be an exercise in Crestkill, I believe, starting at 7 over in the big athletic field that they use for field day on Tuesday night. So be advised of that, and that's what they do every year before field day. And I think Farallon is going to do something similar on Friday, but there will probably be some activity at the club too, but mostly getting packed up and ready to go to move over to Memorial Field on Saturday morning. So it's going to be very exciting. It's a good time of the year for getting on the air and being outdoors, getting some vitamin D and We're all not so pasty at that point. I don't know if you can hear them, but my dogs are howling because I'm backing into my driveway. 73 boys, and have a pleasant evening. This is Whiskey 2 Tango Tango Tango, wishing you well, and T2BAR signing clear. 73. KI6MOI W2TTT. KI6MOI W2TTT.
W2TTT, November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, Fort Bliss.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, W2TTT.
How's it going? I'm sitting here in the house using the W load on the repeater because in this violent thunderstorms here in western Nebraska. How you doing?
All right, Ken. Can't complain. I just finished the TechNet, and before that, the Aries, the Bird Guy Aries net. But we're getting there. And kind of a busy night. We're just getting home. I'm going to go inside in another minute or so. But I heard you, and I was about to check with KI6MOI, because I thought he had connected to the repeater through the Mount Diablo machine, but he apparently was not here. But you were, which is a pleasant surprise.
And same feeling towards you. Nice work. Hey, did you give me the contest I'm curious about? I did. I used FT8. That was the other day, the VHF contest. And a phone is CW nothing. FT8. Oh, about 60 contacts, believe it or not. So I'm good with about 2,000 points, you know. But, hey, you know, my buddy Joe over there in Lincoln, K0NEB, he's the guy that wears the cat in the hat, big red and white hat. He works at CQ Magazine as a, for the kid building. Good old Joe, he outdid me.
I know it's not the railroad, so what are you doing?
I am a biomedical equipment technician. I go to all the hospitals. Very, very beautiful job. I wish I had found this job 20 years ago. Wow. It's, they took me over to Lincoln, they gave me some training, and they said he seemed to be one of the smartest guys I've ever met, so we think he'll be okay. And they, you know what I do. You know, go to the hospitals and run tests, and it's pretty laid back. Back to you.
Calibrate all their gear to make sure it's up to spec and replace anything that needs replacing, and away you go.
Oh, yes. They give you a vehicle brand delivered from the dealer. They brought the vehicle out here full of test equipment. They showed me how to use some of it and said, you know, you see in your resume and the way you talk, you think you can figure this out. It should be. It's just preventive maintenance. I said, okay. It's very, very simple compared to what I've done, you know. And I enjoy it very much, actually. I get to wear nice clothes. I get to, you know, stay warm and cold if I want. I can control my own temperature. I'm not out in the cold anymore. And I work out of my house. That's the best thing. You work out of your house. Your house is your office. Because they don't have an office out this way. And I have some certain accounts I have to go to that are very far away. So they say, you know, we try not to, you know, don't work too much, and we pay you for every hour you work, this and that. And they pay me very well. They pay me as good as the railroad, and I make the same benefits. So I'm very happy with it, especially since I'm home-based. You know, I work out of my house. So that's actually why I started 8 in the morning, and I ended it 4 years ago. You can't beat that. Back to you.
Yeah, so how many miles are you going to put on that company vehicle in the course of a month?
At least 200 to 300 miles a day. So it's a couple thousand in a month, you know. So in a year, I'll probably rack up about close to 100. 4,000, you know, back to you.
Okay. So when you get up in the morning, you're going to drive at least 150 miles or so to one or more medical facilities, check out their gear, do a loop of some sort, and come home.
You have it perfectly down pat. Now, there's a hospital that's about 5 blocks away, less than a half mile away, that has about 500 pieces of equipment that needs monthly PMs done. So I can spend a week there, you know, and then the other hospitals are kind of outlying, you know. Some of them are about 65 miles away. The furthest I have is a 2.5 hour drive, and you're going to be off to the same hotel if you want. So I just prefer not to. I'll just leave a little early, and I knock off on Friday, happy day, or I stay home on Friday, don't even go out. But if you come in, as I said, even though it's a four-wheel drive vehicle, if the road is dangerous or the schools are closed, don't even try it. Just stay at home and do office work. Back to you.
Right, do your corporate compliance stuff, do your corporate training stuff, all that happy nonsense. That's great.
Can I call it, I can't say that I'm here, we're kind of being cool. Yeah, I mean, it goes from one extreme to the other, right? I mean, wow, no more having to wear a hard hat so that we can grow my hair out, you know? I still have a lot of hair, so I'll be good on the top of my head, you know? And, what do you think, it's more relaxing, you know? It's very enjoyable, and I work alone all the time, so I'm always by myself. I'm with my best friend, you know? But you know the most funniest thing I do is I have echo link in the car, because I don't have a transceiver in the vehicle. I can put one in, but I have no repeaters to link up to or talk to. So I simply have my smartphone, and I have echo link, and I use that as a transceiver. It works out really well. So I have company everywhere I go. I spoke to a few people that know you in your area and spoke very highly of you. Said, did you compete in the contest this weekend? That's what I'm curious of.
Yeah, well, VHF contest was last weekend. And then, of course, this weekend is nothing, but the following weekend is Seal Day. Just curious, who spoke well of me?
There was a name, it was on the Fairlawn repeater, and his call sign is WA2. I can't remember his name right now offhand, but he's only for 20 years. And it was early in the morning I spoke to him.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Well, that's very nice. That's very nice. Well, look, Ken, I want to get inside. It's a quarter of 11, or probably a quarter of 10. But I need to get some stuff done and hopefully get some rest. You know, it's been a long, struggling week, and I've taken tomorrow off. But because of that, I have to go to the doctor at 7:30 in the morning, so it's kind of annoying, but that's just the way it is. So, we'll bid you adieu, but I'm glad the new job's working out. What a great deal. You know, it's all good. I hope your wife studies and her job are working out well, and hope the girls are doing great. I suspect they are. So, 73, and have a good one. November 2, Victor Hotel Zulu, W2TTT.
Yeah, thank you. My wife decided to go to work and put a pause to this license, you know, for nursing. And she likes her job. She went to a nursing position, and she enjoys it very much. 3 days a week, but it's 12-hour shifts. So it's considered full-time with benefits, but she uses my benefits. But, she doesn't use their benefits, she uses mine. But she can have it if something happens, you know? So we have that direction. But, you know, Gordon, I'm going to tell you, it got really nerve-wracking, you can only imagine, right? So all I did was sit, and I don't do it often, but I got down on my knee and I prayed, and I said, please. I never did anything really bad that was, you know, this dramatic, you know? And my prayers were answered. It was unbelievable. It came in such a way that we're actually so well off that I'm
This is the NK2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NK2BS repeat. This is the NK2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.